100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so it's time for a weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the story. Maybe you've heard of it. It's a cool thing. Here, let me look up what the topics were for this week. It was a pick two, and the topics were pagoda, winner, rustic, confusing, grinding, patience, Arthur, and crypt. You could have gone to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to look them up, but I'm going to save you the trouble, especially if you're driving or hang gliding or something crazy. Trying to order a special sandwich at McDonald's. I don't know. Man, they get angry over that. Anyway, we got stories from a lot of people. I'll shut up now and let you do the listening. And that made absolutely no sense. Hey, it's Sunday morning. What do you expect?
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Changaga Trot. Rustic Pagoda was a K-pop girls band out of Seoul. Lead singer was Kimmy Kim Park. Serious set of pipes on that Smurf girl. The bass player, Pearl Dive, ripped up the bottom end, while lead guitarist Mindy Max pounded out Anthem Stadium power chords. The band had more drummers than Spinal Tap. Got tired of reprinting press posters, so the new Styx girl was just called X. Margaret Wong doubled on sax and keyboard. She wasn't Korean, but it wasn't like the audience was sentient enough to notice. First band from Korea to break into Billboard's top 10. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
The architectural firm ran a worldwide design contest in Japan. The entrants were to design a new, three-story pagoda for Yamaguchi. The winner would have to satisfy a couple of primary constraints. Among them, the requirement that a rustic, unassuming and non-confusing facade depict a modest image of a traditional sword maker hammering and grinding a katana sword blank. Patience and diligence was required, but Arthur Codpiece won grand prize. He didn't follow the strict guidelines and the inducements the Yakuza demanded. He was deconstructed with a steel chainsaw and buried in a 50-gallon crypt beneath the pagoda.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 653, with a prompt of pick two. Well, here's my story. Linoleum Amanda ran to the bedroom door, pressing her ear to it. Silent as a crypt. A confusing evil grin spread across her face. She locked the door. Bilbert gulped. Linoleum Amanda turned on the radio to mask the grinding sound as she opened the bedroom window. Come on! She climbed through onto the eaves. Let's go flying. She wrapped her arms around him from behind, and Bilbert lifted off over the houses of the rustic neighborhood. Her body was warm against his back as the cool air rushed past. We have a half hour before my dad comes to check on us. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Cruel and unusual torture is a much misunderstood phrase. It irritates me that people always imagine the most dramatic and outlandish scenarios when the topic is mentioned. Cruel and unusual doesn't always mean exotic devices ridiculous settings, blood and gore. Real cruel and inhuman torture is about taking mundane, everyday circumstances and giving them a twist. Suddenly grinding down your victim until you're left with a pathetic husk of a person with no hope and no will to live. It takes great patience, but it works. Like sitting in a dentist's waiting room for hours. Now that's cruel and unusual.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The winner would be announced later. It was obvious that the blue boat had won, but they would announce it later. To announce something obvious with great pomp and circumstance hours after the event ended was confusing, but Peter believed there was some sort of live event logistics that determined that. Until he saw the crew looking rather suspicious. He stormed over to the mic. There's a lot more than people in that boat. The police rushed to the stage. Peter was arrested. The crew of the blue boat hurried away. Smart move, to traffic dope right under everyone's noses. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcop.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tour Robbers Oino here. And for this week's pick two, I've chosen rustic and pagoda. And some of the other words may have crept in as well. A traveller occasionally notices my rustic pagoda and stops to pray at the shrine. I may then come out and speak with him. My priestly wisdom is but simple, for I have not put in the level grinding to become a great sage. I prefer this relaxed life after my previous one as a mercenary captain in the Hundred Years' War. I had a glorious run of things, although in the end I was hacked to death on an obscure battlefield. But every life ends in failure, which is to say that it ends. I am already considering my next one.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 653, and it's a pick two this week. My story is called The Proposal. The restaurant had a certain rustic charm and a menu with enough French words to confuse the average diner. Add to that a pianist playing traditional French songs in the style of Liberace and prices that nearly required a home equity loan, and one had the perfect locale to pop the question. Between dessert and coffee, Brian scooted back his chair, fumbled in his jacket pocket for the ring case, and dropped to one knee. Jessica sat transfixed, a look of horror on her face. Brian, no. Too late. Brian ran through his well-rehearsed lines. The poor fool even took her shaking head as a sign of acceptance. She fled to the ladies' room and called a cab to meet her at the restaurant's rear entrance. And with that, I'm done for the week.
Hi, this is Richard, and this is my pick two story. And the topics I've chosen are rustic and confusing. The story's called In the Eye of the Beholder. Rustic and confusing. That was the opinion of the so-called art critics attending the opening of my latest exhibition. I thought they were rather rude. After availing themselves of the rather good free wine and canapés, I expected a decent review Some uncommon courtesy, in my opinion. Well, I wasn't going to stand for it, and having cornered the art editor for the Evening Standard, blocking his escape path with the Chardonnay tantalisingly just out of reach, I pressed him to explain. "It's the tractors," he said. "As religious iconography, they're confusing." Maybe he had a point. There you go. All done. So until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Unlike other crypts, Billy Arthur's crypt was built in the style of a Japanese pagoda. It was a delicate affair, surrounded by cherry blossoms and gardens and koi ponds and other fancery. Billy had always dreamed of tending such a beautiful garden, but in his endless quest for money and power and fame, he never had the time to take a break and enjoy all he'd accumulated. He died young, leaving instructions for the crypt and pagoda and gardens. The people who come here to rest and relax and take photographs, to them, he's just a name on a plaque.
Word Stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, well, it was a pick two. I'm not going to read them out. You know, this time you can go to the website. oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic is dispute. So I hope you get really creative and have some fun with it. I know I'm going to have a blast with it. And until then, I'm just going to post a few more stories, one a day, you know, until the day I die. Probably a day or two after, because if, let's say, I croak on a Monday, they're all going to be queued up for the week. So it's like one a day until the week is over. I don't know. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and let the people who wrote know what you think. Go to the website. I've already said the URL a few times. And leave a comment or two. That way they know that you're listening and thinking of them. Leave a comment, make up an identity and leave a comment about your own. How about that? Let's do some sock puppeting. Okay? And as always, keep it brief.